The Iowa Renewable Fuels Association 5th Annual Renewable Fuels Summit has just concluded. With me is Monty Shaw, who is Executive Director of the IRFA. And Monty, how was this summit this year?
Oh, this was great. You know, we do this in January in Iowa, and so you always have a challenge with the weather, but the combination of good weather and just great speakers, we had record turnout, the crowd stayed, it was very positive. I can't wait to get a lot of this up on YouTube for the whole world to see.
Well, it was excellent, especially, you know, I had some excellent speakers, but Newt Gingrich probably really wowed the crowd.
Yeah, Newt's been a leader on these issues really back into the 90s and the 80s. A lot of people didn't know that, and he did a great job. I thought Bob Dineen from the RFA did a great job laying it out there. We also had some great panels that got into the technical side. We try to have stuff for the general public, but also people who are fairly involved in the industry as well.
And you said record turnout. What does that mean?
Well, we clearly had over 700 people here based on the fact that all the chairs were filled and we had standing room at the back of the room. Haven't had a chance to go to the registration and see how many we ultimately ended up with, but it's really, I got to thank our sponsors because, you know, this is free and open to the public, and you can see a lineup of speakers that in other cases you might have to pay several hundred dollars to see. So we're really blessed with sponsors to make that happen.
And you had a new report that came out today, you just released, as shows some really, really great impact that renewable fuels have on the state of Iowa.
Well, when you think of the billions of dollars we spend on inputs, and then we, you know, sell, I don't know, $12, $14 billion worth of products, it's not surprising that we make up about 8% of Iowa's GDP. Almost 50,000 jobs go to this industry. And the good news is we're just getting started. There's a lot of opportunities with E15 or to get our biodiesel back online to expand those numbers. So we're I said earlier today, the state of the renewable fuels industry here in Iowa is solid, but we're looking to the future.
Sounds like you got a great one. Thank you very much, Bonnie.